Let's take our traditional breath in and breath out. And let me tell you about Greece. This experience was a gift from start to finish. It was just last Wednesday when we decided to go, and we are never that spontaneous, at least when it comes to a trip outside the country. But somehow all things fell into place beautifully. I'm not saying that it didn't take a bit of courage and a bit of going outside the comfort zone, but it was worth it. I somehow felt that there was something bigger than us that helped us make this possible. And there were things that we thought we wanted that were changed to something better. For instance, getting a place to stay there on such a short notice was a bit of a challenge. I actually clicked on a place to book it, and until I logged in, that place was already booked. But that led to us finding an amazing place by the sea. A place where one day you might get to experience as well in one of the gratitude retreats that we'll be organizing. It's a beautiful new house built in the traditional Greek style on the beautiful island of Aegina, about 2 hours away from Athens. It takes about 1 hour by car to get to the Piraeus port, and then you get to enjoy an amazing ferry ride from Piraeus to the Aegina port, a trip that I absolutely love. You can either stay inside and enjoy a very good air conditioning that keeps you cool on the ride, or you can go on top of the ship or on its sides and enjoy the beautiful azure Mediterranean Sea. And since my favorite color is blue, I'm in heaven there. Like, there are all kinds of amazing bluish colors, and the combination with white from the clouds or the foam caused by the boat and the blue of the water is just heavenly for me. And another beautiful, cool thing is that there are seagulls that fly by the ship, and it really makes for an amazing experience. You don't really feel the hotness of the sun that much because you have the wind blowing at just the right speed. And when you open your arms and feel the wind on your face, you feel like you're on the Titanic. So yeah, you could say that I enjoyed the ferry ride quite a lot. And if you fear seasickness, there's really nothing to fear. The water is calm and you don't even feel that you're on a boat. Of course, the fact that they are huge helps quite a bit with that as well. After reaching the port, there is a 10-minute car ride to the house, and to get a feel of it, I recorded a few minutes of the morning atmosphere there by the seaside. It's very calming, and you'll notice that in my voice. Hey, Gratitude Seeker. This is a recording from Aegina, Greece. I'm overlooking the sea and it's really, really beautiful. The air is amazing. We have a small garden right in front of the house. And it's really amazing to do some aromatherapy in the morning, to breathe in the air from the sea, and to also be able to enjoy the fresh smells of rosemary, mint and oregano. I'm really grateful for this experience, and I'm looking forward to exploring more of this beautiful, beautiful island. I just wanted to share with you a bit of this energy and the atmosphere that is here. It's really something else. It's really beautiful, calming. It really reconnects you with nature, with life. and with simplicity. It's really amazing. This is definitely a great place to reconnect, a great place to reconnect to yourself, to gratitude. Much like Bali is. And we were thinking that it might be interesting to have some gratitude seekers here as well. We're thinking about organizing some gratitude retreats in these beautiful parts of the world. And if you would be interested, let me know. I think it would be an amazing experience and I would love to facilitate it for you. And the fact that the place was amazing and the ride was amazing as well was just the beginning of our trip. We had many, many other surprises and amazing places to visit that I'd love to tell you more about in tomorrow's episode. I'm sure you heard that it was very windy, but since the air is so fresh and there is almost no pollution there, it felt like a blessing, especially taking into consideration that the temperature was around 30 degrees Celsius. One thing that was a bit of a challenge though is the fact that the island is so popular for Greek tourists that most of them don't speak English. So it wasn't very easy to talk with the locals and get information from them about all kinds of things. But now that we've been there, we know how many of the things work there and we'd love to have you join us. If you'd be interested, whether for this year or for the next, let me know at hello@georgianbenta.com. Thank you so much for listening and we'll be continuing tomorrow with our experience with Greek food and Greek restaurants, as well as visiting an uninhabited island that is the closest thing to paradise that I've seen.